Welcome back, everybody, to another fun-filled episode of the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I'm your host, Sean Danny. I'm alive.
You're alive.
And you know what, Sean?
I have a confession.
What's your confession?
I think my wife is trying to break us up.
She's trying to break up the romance?
She is. I think she's a little jealous because I showed her like this TikTok thing, and it was like, I wish I had someone that looks at me like this cat looked at its owner. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, Sean and you look at each other like that, but you never look at me like that. And then yesterday I went to go get the mail, and your birthday card that she mailed to you was in there, but she didn't put postage on it for the second year. This is like the second year in a row, literally, that she mailed your birthday card with no postage on it.
Wow.
So you'll get it eventually, I think. Trump doesn't shut down the USPS for the election anymore, that's all over. So, like, mail is flowing freely. So at some point you'll get it back. But,
everybody got rehired. Machines were repaired.
Yes. But for 2 years in a row, she literally forgot to put a stamp on your birthday card. Last year, like, she just made me hand it to you in person and apologize when you came out to California.
It happens.
If it makes you feel – the funny part, though, is, like, when she saw it, she immediately dropped the F-bomb, which is very
unsympathetic. He's on to me. I slipped up. My sabotages are starting to get sloppy.
Yes. It's like, what, 2 years in a row?
Pretty much.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it's almost your birthday, Sean.
One more day.
It's a celebration of you not dying.
Yay.
Congratulations on not dying, Sean. Which goes back to you. Like you said, you're alive. You're not only are you alive, but you're another year older alive.
I want this to be a public announcement that I did not take this week off for my birthday. I did take it off for Destiny, so I will not listen or tolerate any stupid jokes about that.
Which I don't understand.
I think it's a waste of time. Unless you're going to do something for your birthday, then I would understand. But no, just to stay at home. Yeah, that's true.
I hate my job, and I have like more vacation than my wife, so I just have to use it at some point.
No, I agree with that. I just feel like it's very weird to just
It's as good of an excuse as taking it off to play a video game that you're probably tired of playing right now.
I disagree with that statement that you said. I don't think it is the same. It is definitely way different.
Again, we'll agree to disagree.
You know what? We're just gonna break up. That way your wife will be happy.
I don't think she could ever be happy, Sean. She's married to me.
That is true. That is true.
So, what are you drinking today, Sean?
So last night on the stream in the final raid at the final boss,
I just decided. Was it the first time it got reset or the second time when it didn't get reset?
It was one beer for the first time and the second one for the other one. I'm doing that very terrible adult thing where, you know, you just starve yourself because you're at this point too lazy to go grocery shopping or anything and deal with the masses. So I didn't really like eat like since lunchtime. And I had that beer I had last week, that 13% like brownie batter porter. Oh, yeah. So I had two of those like on an empty stomach. So I was like at the end of the raid. Like that's why I was starting to like phase out. Cause I was just starting to get smashed. And I didn't know what was going on. So today I just feel like very meh. I feel like I'm still tired and still trying to like get back up on my feet. So I kept it a little easy today, and I went back to one of my regular beers from Double Nickel, the Vienna Style Lager.
Oh, nice.
Nice, crisp, clean, low ABV. Just something easy to drink down and nurse myself back to health.
I was going to say, as the beer nerds say, it's a crispy boy. B-O-I, as opposed to a hazy boy or a thick boy.
A thick boy? I don't know if I want to describe anything as a thick boy. Boy's thick. I don't know how you know that, but okay.
Today, on today's episode, I'm doing nothing but chugging thick boys. Chocolatey, dark, thick boys. Too far?
No, 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 never too far.
Never too far.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, that's a good, that's always a good beer. Like, I know, back when we could, like, actually go out and, you know, do things, I bought a mixed 12-pack of Double Nickel stuff. And that was one of the ones that was a hit, the Vienna Lager.
Yeah, that's fair.
It is a pretty solid beer. Like, I'm getting into Pilsners lately.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like a step above lagers, but like a couple steps below IPAs as far as the hoppiness level. Because, you know, as I've publicly shamed myself in the past on this podcast, I don't like IPAs.
That's true. Has been said multiple times.
Yes. So I'm over here chugging down a thick boy, Sean. Chocolatey, dark, thick boy. Which is why I set that up.
Got you. What thick boy are you chugging down?
It's a collaboration with Horace Aged Ales out of San Diego and Mostra Coffee. So it's a barrel, it's Zazu, and apparently it's like one of his annual releases where he does different varieties of it. There's like the standard version, the coffee version that I have now, and then there's the, which both come in 22-ounce bombers, and there's one that's smaller that comes in like a little 12-ounce bottle that's like a barrel-aged version.
Mm.
Which just straight like in well, I guess this is barrel aged, but that one's like aged in fancier barrels than this one is.
Okay.
Trying to find the, oh, it's a 12.8%. It's imperial. Got the like the black. It looks like the label's black with gold writing. So it's an imperial dessert stout with vanilla beans and cacao nibs.
Mm. Nice.
So again, it's the thick boy. Dessert thick boy. You didn't even call it a dessert beer. But like, as soon as I poured it, I poured it and then I went to go open up my back door so I could like have some light in here and actually see my notes. Or our very like our what like resembles notes that we make. And I just sat it down and I just immediately smelt the booze on it.
The boozy.
It's like my stomach, to the point where my stomach kind of like clenched up a little bit, like it like it's about to happen. Like, you know, when you're like, you can see you're about to get hit in the stomach and you just kind of clench, expecting the pain to come.
Yeah.
So, this beer is very reminiscent of like a Bottle Logic beer where, you just get that immense taste, smell of like booze, but when you drink it, it's the booze is more subtle and it's very drinkable, very easy, very it coats your tongue and your mouth and your esophagus on the way down. Oh man, this is actually a really good beer. This is one of those beers that can get you in trouble because you're drinking it, you don't realize it's 12.8% until you're done.
Gotcha.
I mean, you'll get drunk and you'll get diabetes, so it's a win-win situation if you want to die, I guess.
Exactly.
Oh man. But you know what, man? I don't know if I should have made that joke leading into this one. It was not one of my better segues, Sean.
It wasn't.
No, so I got a phone call.
Well, you need to do a better job of that then.
Yeah, I do. I'll work on that. I'm sure there's a lot of things we need to do better for this podcast. I don't know if it's gonna happen, but we need to do them. So I got a call from my mom that her uncle, so it'd be my grandpa's brother.
Yes.
Passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured I'd take this as an opportunity to tell, you know, he's one of those like, you know, old country, like hardcore men that dropped out of school, like in eighth grade to go work the railroad in Texas kind of guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, went to World War and fought and all that stuff. But, the first time he met my wife, we were at a family wedding, right? Yes. And it was like at the reception, and you know, everyone's kind of a few drinks in already. And makes he had sense. Had a stroke. At this point, he had a stroke and was already in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first conversation that my great uncle had with my, I don't even know if we were married, either we were still dating or just newly married at the time. The first conversation they had was he offered to do the horizontal polka with her. His words. He's like, you want to dance? And she's like, oh yeah, I'd love to dance. And he's like, you like to want to try the horizontal polka?
Oh boy.
And she's like, you know, she's hard of hearing, and so like she didn't understand. She didn't hear it. She's like, wait, because music and all that. She's like, what? So I had to explain it to her, and then she went from like, oh, he's such a sweet old, wait, what a pervert.
This son of a bitch.
Right. So
how
you know,
dare he?
You have to do that, like, oh, such a cute, that's such a, you're just an old man, you're harmless. And then walk away, and it's like, oh my God, that guy's a pervert.
He needs to be murdered.
Right. But that was, so that was my wife's first meeting with my great uncle that, you know, so I just want to have a drink in his honor, the horizontal polka.
She should listen to you more often, huh?
What? The podcast or just in general?
Your warnings.
Oh. I didn't know that was coming either. There was no warnings. But that side of the, that's where I get my sense of humor from too. So, you know, gotcha. That side of the family.
Mm.
Like fair people enough. Are like, where do you get your humor, sense of humor from? And then they meet my mom and they're like, oh yeah, never mind. It makes sense.
I'm surprised your mom is that bad.
it's like Jody. She's like polite until she gets to know you, and then the jokes come out.
Fair enough. I remember when she her first diss. She apologized.
Jody?
Yeah.
Yes.
When she felt more comfortable enough to make fun of me, and you're like, no, he deserves it.
He did. Yes. Oh my God, I'm not that person. And it's like, yes, but he is. So it's okay.
True.
Oh, man. So, you know, we got a tax refund from the state and we're trying to figure out what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to buy bicycles, Sean.
So I love when a plan goes together. It just works. Feels like we're professional.
It does. Wow, we're semi-professional.
If I could hit the play button, correct.
There you go.
So you got a bicycle.
I got a bicycle, Sean. Yes. Yeah. Every time I hear that song, I think of you. It's weird.
That is weird.
Because I remember, like that was, like the one song I remember you, like, whenever we'd be in line at, like, a convention or something like that, you just randomly sing that song. That's why.
That's fair.
Just like the guy that was my best man, whenever I think of the song Modern Love, I always think of him. Because he used to sing that song, like, randomly, too. David Bowie. But, so I ended up finding this bike company called Zizzo, Z-I-Z-Z-O.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell foldable bicycles.
Interesting.
For like commuters and stuff. And since my wife and I both have like smallish hatchback size cars, we can't get like full, like it's kind of a pain in the ass for us to get full size bikes to take anywhere. So we can just like fold these up and throw in the back seat of the back of the car. And at first I was kind of hesitant to order them because they do look a little dorky on their website.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, finally, like we ordered them and like they came pretty quick. Like, from the time I ordered them to the time they showed up was like 3 days.
Oh, wow.
And then you kind of have to do some minor assembly, which basically is just unfolding them, take off all the packing, and then put the seat post in and then lock that in place. And then they have you do like a safety inspection, which just is like make sure the air tires held air, the brakes work, the gears shift because it's like 7-speed.
Yeah.
And that there's no – and that the locks all work. And I found out kind of the hard way that like one of the common problems is the latch or the lock for the seat might need to be tightened. So I was like, take it out for a test ride. And like, I stopped for a second and like stood up, and then the bike, the seat fell, and then I sat down all of a sudden, I'm like super low.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found like they have like a ton of YouTube videos on like how to troubleshoot everything. And so it's like, the guy's like, yeah, dude, it's super easy. You don't even need any tools to fix it. You just unlock the seat post, lock, and then there's a little thing. You just spin it a couple times, like a half turn or a full turn, and then try to lock it. If it's not tight enough, then open it up again and do it again until it's right. Mm-hmm. But dude, it's actually super fun to ride a bike. Like, I'm looking forward to like taking it to like the beach or someplace like that, riding on the bike trails and yelling at people to get out of the way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, of course, you know, my wife being my wife, she wanted to get an obnoxious bike horn. So she couldn't just get like the one little like bell that, you know, ding ding bells. She had to get like a clown horn bike horn.
Wow.
So I'll let her lead and to get people out of the way, because then they're like, they'll see, because if they see me coming through and her behind me, they'll think I'm the obnoxious jerk right with the horn, and they'll be mad at me. But they see her and they're like, oh, she's obviously having fun. I'll get out of her way.
Got you. Are you going to yell like you're in the bike lane at people walking in there?
No, I'm not going to be that guy. She made me buy a bike bell too, and it has a mug of beer on it.
Nice.
But I got an actual ding ding one, not a honk honk one. So I won't be that obnoxious.
Ooga, ooga.
Right. And then she was like, well, we have to buy helmets. I'm like, oh, we don't have to buy helmets. And she was like, yeah, it's the law. And I'm like, no, I kept telling her, it's like, it's the law for people under 18, not adults. And so then we went and bought a helmet. And then it was only after we bought the helmet that she was like, wait, all right, so you're saying that adults don't have to wear helmets? And I'm like, yes, that's what I've been saying the whole time. She's like, oh, well, I think I wasted our money then. And I'm like, no, it's fine. We'll probably wear them if we go places like where we have to drive through traffic, because I don't trust people in cars.
That's true.
So
people are evil.
That's around my complex. Scary. It was a lot of fun. Nice. I miss riding a bike.
Yeah, we were actually talking about getting bikes for the beach. There's always a lot of boardwalk to ride and hang out at.
They have different models. Like, I didn't get the most expensive model, but I didn't get the cheapest one, and it was like $430. And honestly, like, if you're looking for a bike, because I know you don't have like super huge cars either, and you're probably not going to do like, you know, 50 mile bike rides or go through like mountains, but if you're just looking for like something like the Jersey Shore,
yeah,
I highly, highly recommend going to Zizzo.com and checking out their bikes.
Hmm. Maybe I'll check it out.
You should. Because like I said, you can just fold them up and throw them in the back of your little, you have the CX-3, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Dude, they'll fit perfectly in there. And they have like different colors and models.
Okay. Good to know.
Yes. So Sean, you proved that you're not completely a horrible person yesterday.
I felt like I was going to punch somebody at one point.
I mean, it probably would have been understandable.
So yesterday was the Extra Life charity event that we spoke about last time. And I was playing for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So I put out a goal for $200, and we ended up getting $1,010 through yesterday. So got quite a bit of support. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of different, I didn't have to look for any like extra help. It was, everybody was in the clan basically that joined and helped. So it was a lot of fun. Got to play with a couple new guys that I haven't played with too much before. But there was some very memorable moments that happened. So early on in the raid, we had some good quotes. I love punching scions. It's like punching a child. So that was fun. Not really. I get kind of against the whole strategy of saving children on Extra Life, but it was pretty funny. And then later on, just the fuck children. I was like, we're not even out of the first raid, and we're already at the point of yelling at children. Yeah.
Yes.
So it was like, okay, here we go.
Yes, I dedicated on the Discord, I dedicated the NoFX song Fuck the Kids to your group.
Help set the mood.
Yes.
Exactly. So I do want to do a shout out to my team that helped along the way all day. Shout out to Kevin. He actually raided in every raid with me all day yesterday. I don't know if he's stalking me or if he was just trying to do good, but Kevin, I do appreciate
like
your help.
If it was like a court ordered, like he had to do something court ordered to
prove
that he's not a garbage person. I noticed he was up from like 6 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Yeah, no, he was up for quite a bit of time. I don't know, like, what he was doing before we started raiding, because Kevin is in Scotland, so he's definitely about 5 hours in the future. So,
which is bullshit. Why didn't you tell us who won the election so we didn't have to wait till the last minute?
Right.
Or warn us about 9/11.
Yeah, I know.
It would have been cool if they did that too.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a bad person like that, so.
Maybe that's why he did the extra life thing. He felt bad about September 11th.
We did have – there was some extra challenges. So it was funny because Kevin's dad was actually watching the stream for most of the day. And he was in – I ended up having a game of – I was trying to throw my hunter knife at Kevin's head for most of the day. So that was pretty fun. He was rooting me on, and he actually paid me $30 after I hit him in the head once. So thank you,
nice.
Kevin's dad, for the $30 donation.
That was
go ahead.
I was jumping in and out of the stream throughout the day because, like, you know, I had to attend to my wife. She was like, well, you don't have anything planned. We can hang out with me. And I'm like, oh, that's right. I forgot about you for a minute. So I was able to jump in and out. I did catch the moment where you knifed him in the head.
It makes sense why she's trying to break this up.
Yes. Because she even said, like, when I told her about how long you played for and stuff, she's like, I don't know if, like, I don't know if I'd be how I'd feel about you playing video games for 15 hours straight on a Saturday when instead of hanging out with me. And I'm like, it's one day a year and it's for the kids. And she's like, yeah, I guess.
What's the difference if me and you went to Comic-Con for the day?
Right.
Lawyered.
Exactly. So I don't know. Then she'd be like, you know what? That's a valid point. Maybe you can't go places with him anymore.
Probably.
Yes. Wife logic.
Exactly. I want to thank my brother, Nikki. He donated $25. Some person named St. 14's Left Nut. Thank you for the $40. Appreciate that. Kevin donated $5 at the when we were stuck at 295 to get us to 300. So that way I would end up doing, there was a side bet in the raid that I would raid with Brownie if we got to 300 and I would be nice to her during that raid. So
that was a low, that should have been like a $3,000 fund thing.
I didn't think we were going to go so high up. So I don't know what to say. Want to say thank you to Purple and Iggy for sending $60 and wiping our team. Appreciate that. I don't really appreciate it, but thanks. Batman for the $20. My Faja, thank you for your donation, and my Mima for her donation. My buddy Kathy from Ohio that I worked with, thank you for the donation. Bulldog, he was actually watching the stream almost all day. Even though he didn't play, he was there almost the whole time. On Saturday, he did a lot of shout outs he was answering questions on the stream and in the game chat and different stuff. So Bulldog, thanks for the donation and just kind of hanging out all day. It was a lot of help to not have to pay attention to that so much. I just want to say thank you, but fuck you to Mike Johnson for resetting the last raid of the day when we were at the boss. I felt like restarting it, I think, ruined the
momentum.
Spirit.
Yes.
And the momentum of the whole thing. I think they were really pissed that I actually went through restarting it. So thank you for the $100 donation and restarting the raid at
That's
the
why I asked
very
you.
end
That's
of the
really
day.
interesting. You are going to give them the heads up that that's a possibility. And they're like, I don't think it's going to happen. And it's like, no, no. Somebody's going to be a dick and make it happen just for the sake of making it happen. Like,
in the LFGs, I said you do need to read the rules of the pay thing. So it was it may not have been reinforced, but it was in there.
Okay.
So. a random person who I don't know who it is donated $250.
They donated anonymously, or you don't know them?
Yep. No, just anonymously. So just whoever that random person is, thank you. That's quite a bit of money to donate, and I do appreciate it.
Yes, that was a small amount. And it was funny how quickly Brownie was like, it wasn't me, and it's like, I don't think any of us thought it was you.
Right.
But instead of saying that, I just like decided to like egg her on with like,
that sounds like,
that sounds like something somebody who did a thing and doesn't want anyone to think they did it would say.
Right.
I'm not getting defensive. You are.
Oh, man. Thank you, Buck, for donating $73.65. He challenged me that he was going to donate a penny for every kill I got, and he threw in some bonus rewards in there. So thank you for that. Smiley face donator, thank you for the 56. I know who you are, so but thank you for that. I'll keep you anonymous. And then my girlfriend for also donating to help me get over the $1,000 as well. So again, just a lot of money to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. It was a lot of fun. It was a long day, a lot of streaming, a lot of coffee. Man, it was intense. I thought it was gonna be a bitch, and I felt like I kind of got like a lot of my hopes up in the morning, and because we were flying through all the raids yesterday, very, very easily. Like we did all the Leviathan raids in the morning went very well. We were well ahead of time. I know we had some trouble with Last Wish, which I assumed we were going to have, but Delirium was able to jump in and help out, and we got caught up quite a bit. We would have probably finished early for the night if it wasn't for MP Johnson, that bastard. Yes.
He is a banker, so he has no soul.
That is true. That is so true. So, yeah, that rat bastard. I'm really glad to get it all, to get all that money to the Children's Hospital, and I'm really looking forward to next year. I think it'll be a little bit interesting to see what we're gonna do, because there was eight different raids I think this year, and it sounds like we're gonna probably be at like four next year at this time. So we'll have to figure out some other stuff to do, but it was like I said, it was a great time, and I just thank my Destiny clan for all the help they gave yesterday and all the money they donated.
Yeah, they stepped up surprisingly well. Like I kind of figured that they would be willing to help, but not, I didn't think it would be that crazy, like especially like you said, the couple guys that were there the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, AJ, I think, was there for quite a bit. Vax was there for a long time as well. So there was Emerald was in there multiple raids. So we definitely had some people that were in there for five plus raids yesterday. And then, you know, Delirium jumping in last minute and helping out get some stuff coasted through. You know, the other bad thing was, is that, you know, if Delirium, if you're listening to this, you're a bastard and I hate you. He got three of the exotic raid drops yesterday, even though he has them all already. So that was a little salt in the wound, because I only needed really the one exotic from Crown, and then I think Bulldog needed the one from Scourge, and neither of us got it, but of course Delirium did. So
it continues your bad luck of drops.
So cheers, yeah. Continue my bad luck of
drops. Yeah, I know you're trying to get me to get a weapon, and I needed to complete a legendary bounty.
Yep.
Or bounty or whatever for the, and it's like I just needed a helmet to complete, to build a, like work on the bounty.
Yep.
And I got like 3 armor drops, and I just like, you know what, fuck this, it's not gonna happen. And I got like 2 gauntlets and like legs.
Of course.
And I'm like, yeah, I think this game hates me.
That's fair. Yeah, that's terrible, man. Just to need the helmet and not be able to get it. Because, like, the rest of it's just a little bit of project work, so.
Right, and then I try, I'm like, well, you know what, I have this other bounty, this other weapon thing, this other mission that I want to do, and I'm, like, working my way through it, because it's like, I was, like, almost done with one of the steps where I had to kill, like, taken bosses or mini-bosses.
Yeah.
And then I had to go do this other thing, and I did that thing, and then it's like, all right, now you have to go do this quest. And I tried to do the quest, and I could not get past, like even just, like, the fucking, like, get into the door of the building that I need to get into, right? Where it's, like, the Scorn and the Taken are fighting.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I kill almost everybody, and then, like, one, randomly, like, one person, like, hits me from, like, the side, and it's like, dude, you weren't even there. Like, did you just spawn in because this game hits me?
Yes.
And right. So then I went online, and I'm, like, trying to find out, like, am I doing something wrong? And I'm reading about it, and it's like, yeah, this kind of sucks with 3 people. It's practically impossible with 1 person. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm just going to go watch a movie with my wife then.
Fair enough.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so, yeah, dude, I'm happy for you, man. I'm proud of you. Like, all the money you raised, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, no. Well, again,
I'm going to be honest, man. I didn't think you could do it.
I thought it was going to be a struggle to get to 200, so.
And then you got 1 person giving you that much and more.
Exactly. So, boom. I think it'll be a good clan tradition going forward. I think we had, when I was looking at it, I think we were between 8 to 18 viewers almost all day. And I think it was just different people from the clan watching and hanging out, you know, making jokes and talking shit with everybody. So it made it a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun jumping in. Like I said, jump in, make some comments and stuff, hang out for like a little bit, watch part of the raid, and then, you know, oh, that's right, I'm gonna go do something and then jump out. Like, you didn't. I don't know. Maybe next year I could like either do my own thing, or we can like tag team.
Mm-hmm.
So I was even thinking, like, you know, if, like you said, there's only so many raids, maybe like you can charge for spots on like multiplayer.
True.
You know,
do Gambit carries.
Well, not even like, I don't even, is Gambit even going to be around?
Yeah, they have Gambit. Gambit will still be here.
Okay, but like, but something like that, like not necessarily carries, but just like, you know, hey, you can join our fire team for, you know, an hour of multiplayer.
Yeah.
For like $20 or something.
True.
So.
Very true.
Oh, man. So, Sean, we got a couple of anime trailers for an upcoming second season and a new show.
Yep, 2021 is going to be starting to pile in the good stuff. Maybe it's stuff that got pushed back, but 2021 definitely looks like there's some good stuff coming.
Yeah, so we got the Netflix. I forgot it was on Netflix. I'm like, wait, the second season is going to be on Netflix? Like, I thought it was going to be a thing with, what's the name of the show where they, oh, Love is War. I thought it was going to be like a Love is War thing, is where it was like on one, like, service, and then they paid a ton of money and brought it over. But I'm like, and I remembered it was on Netflix, but Beastars,
mm-hmm.
You know, more furry version of Zootopia.
With some crazy,
murders
and animals trying to not be savages.
Well, by not being savages, by not eating each other, but not, but still being savages by trying to poke each other.
always poking.
There's some like attempted eating going on, but not in that way. Like,
I mean, the first season was pretty. It is a little odd, but man, it is very dramatic and very well written from like a drama standpoint.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Like I said, it's like the adult version of Zootopia. It's not quite, you know, furry and porn, but it's definitely far more intense stuff that Disney wouldn't even attempt because they're trying to make a kid's.
Exactly. You know,
they don't want to get parents that upset by having to answer questions about life.
Is that what happens at the farm?
Exactly. So my mother lives on a farm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she has a gay interspecies dog.
She has what?
This dog, like, I have video of it. Of my, I'm pretty sure I still have it. Of my mother-in-law's dog humping a dude cat.
The struggle for power is real.
But even in super conservative North Dakota, man, you can't put a limit on love.
No, you can't.
And the cat just takes it. So apparently, you know.
I don't know. Maybe the cat can't run away fast enough.
Right. And the funny thing is the dog's found more than one cat to do it to, like over the years.
Jeez.
Yeah, the dog's a little slut.
Jeez.
Just poking anything that meows with a penis.
Wow.
Yeah. Answer that birds and bees question there, kids.
Who knows? The cat's end of the dog question.
Yes. Is that how cats and dogs fight, mommy?
No, not normally.
That dog's wrestling funny with that cat. Oh man! So then we got another trailer for a Crunchyroll original anime that I actually came across on this YouTube channel that I watch called Hirohai.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of conservative-y. Like he's not quite like he's kind of like a less dickish version of like The Quartering or like Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
He actually like, you know, isn't a complete asshole in his videos and kind of stands up for what's right as opposed to what is whatever his side thinks.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the name of the anime is called X-Arm. And dude, the YouTube comments on this are the best, man.
Yeah, the anime is like there's not like a lot of description on what's happening. It's just like random people fighting.
And the opening song is kind of lame. And the anime, the style, like I understand maybe they're trying to be stylized, but it just looks like they stylized, like they went cheap instead of stylized.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like how Borderlands is stylized.
Yeah.
You know, like Nier Automata is stylized, but they don't look cheap. This looks like one of those like chintzy like shovelware anime type games that like you spend like $10 on a PlayStation sale on or less because it just looks interesting and it's only $10.
Yeah.
Like I bought one. It's called like School or Dead, and it's the story of this like there's like the zombie apocalypse, and it's like a generation later, this girl like finds her mom's. Her grandma's school uniform, and she's like, "School, I want school." And so she's trying to find her way to the surface through all these zombies to like open it. And she ends up running into other kids, of course, and stuff. And so, you know, and just the chintziest like cutscenes, like the cutscenes aren't even like animated; they're just like still screenshots with dialogue that bubbles that pop up.
It's a lot cheaper to do.
That's what this anime looks like, except they're actually moving, and it. Oh man, so like, this is impressively bad. The animation is terrible. The song choice is baffling. All the assets look like they are stolen from Ghost in the Shell, Appleseed and/or Ruby, and everything is such a mess that I can't even begin to guess what kind of story this might be. If you had played this in 144p, I'm positive you could trick someone into thinking this came out in 1995 on Nickelodeon, and this is an old VHS recording. Someone please try that. And it's, let's see, like, there's just, like, so many people. It's like that dude at the Bethesda conference when they announced the mobile phone game.
Yeah.
And he was like, is this some sort of sick April Fool's joke that I'm not getting? It's like, the Crunchyroll logo is better than this anime.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know, dude. Like. It says, Beastars prove that CG anime can look stunning. X-Arms reminding us that we should never let our guard down.
Wow, I didn't realize there was that much hate.
Dude, there's two. So when I saw the video, there was like something like the ratio of likes to dislikes on this video. So there's 1,000 upvotes, 11,000 downvotes on the TV.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
It says, if this clip is the best collective scenes, I don't want to imagine the rest.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like some of the stuff looked pretty generic. Someone pointed out, because the guy was pointing out how, like, at one point there's, like, a robot fighting, and he does that, like, run past the opponent, slide on his knees thing, and, like, literally, like, the next scene is a girl running past her opponent, and she does the same thing, and it's like, is that how every fight's going to go? Are we going to have to deal with that, like, sliding? I mean, it looks cool, like, once or twice in a series.
Mm-hmm.
But if you literally showed us both times it happens in the series, then you blew your load. Like, there's no reason to watch the show. Oh, man. But then I came across this anime on VRV called Room Camp.
Yeah.
And it had, and I saw that it had the characters from Laidback Camp. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. The little, like, segment at the end of the Laidback Camp episodes. You know, they always had the post-credit scene. And that was called Room Camp. And it was kind of like the three girls kind of just, like, talking about, like, buying camping gear or whatever, right? Like, exposition like that.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to a guy I work with. And I'm like, is it just those things, those little shorts, but they separated them so you don't have to watch Laidback Camp to watch this? And he's like, no, it's its own story. So there's, like, 12 episodes. They're 3 minutes of anime with 30 seconds of final credits, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, 3.5 minutes long. 12. So it's, like, 45 minutes, I guess, with everything total. And it's basically like the three girls from the room camp, the outdoor club, going like on this like stamp collecting stamp adventure. Like they're like, they have a book and you have to go to different points of interest and get a stamp and you stamp your book. So I don't know. It's kind of cute. It's not quite as good as the actual Laidback Camp show. They just have some quite the like same dialogue. But for like 45 minutes to watch a whole anime book.
Yeah.
But then you said that you watched a show, Sean.
I did. I got through half. So this anime is 24 episodes, and I'm at 13, I think. It's called Princess Resurrection. I'm trying to figure out why I'm watching it.
Me too. I watched the first 3 episodes, and I watched the second one with my wife, and even my wife was like almost making fun of it.
Yeah, it's. I feel like it's just so terribly bad that it, like I just keep watching because I just think it's bad. Like the main character is like so weak and pathetic, and he never has like any kind of growth. And like he gets resurrected by the like this princess, and I don't know like what kind of monster she is. I don't like she kind of has like vampire teeth, but she doesn't have like vampire powers. So it's very confusing. And then there's, like, the werewolf clan, and then there's the cat clan, I guess, down the road.
The sea monster clan that I saw.
There's sea monsters. There's all sorts of monsters in there. There's cyborgs. So it's got everything, but it's just kind of, like, every episode is, like, some kind of group of monsters ends up either getting tricked or wants the bounty on the princess, and then, like, the princess's little sister is there. They create an alliance, and you know, it's just like the main character. It's like at least like in High School DxD, like you know, the main character grows and gets like more powerful, right? Like yeah. him, nothing, just nothing, just constantly die, throws his body in the way and gets killed. Like every other episode, he's getting killed by something and getting resurrected. It seems like
right, and then like.
Go ahead.
My wife, I was like, you know, one thing I like about a lot of animes do is like they change the opening credits so that like as a new character is introduced, it's like in episode 4 they introduce a new character. So then episode 5 now that character shows up in the opening credits.
Yep.
This one shows like not just the characters but like secrets about them, like that like they can transform or whatever. Like
mm-hmm.
It's like you already like so when like in the second episode when the werewolf girl shows up to get revenge for her brother. It's like, oh yeah, they're gonna team up at some point. Like they're gonna fight and then they're gonna become teammates or friends or something. But
correct.
The opening credits already spoiled the shit. And then, of course, you know she's got the like the red hair. So because she has the red hair, she has to like have the the generic Kim Possible Spies Next Door outfit of like kind of baggy pants with the midriff short tight shirt, like the same colors as Kim Possible.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Like,
I was even gonna text him like, hey, should I start this for the show or not? And then I'm like, you know what? If he watched it and like didn't, and like, I'm at least gonna watch the first couple just so I know either we can share the joy or the pain.
It's pain.
I mean, I guess the one benefit to it is, and I guess maybe is that it's dubbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that like I can like watch it if I don't want to pay attention to something.
Pretty much. That's the best thing for it at this point. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how much, like, I don't know if I'm even going to go back to watching it.
Like, there's like,
it feels like there's just no substance.
There's a sick part of me that wants to watch it to the end just to see. I think there's even like a movie or OVA in addition to the 24 episodes or 25. Really?
What? Somebody approved that?
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't really recommend
like,
it.
I do have a character I like.
Who?
The little android.
Oh, yeah. That's
who
true.
Who only says, like, one word, and only the princess can understand. Is she saying Fuga, F-U-U-G-A, or Fuka, F-U-U-K-A?
I don't know. I think it's Fuka.
Fuka? I thought it was Fuka, but I wasn't 100% sure. But yeah, she just says Fuka, and then it's like, the princess has to like, oh, you want this to happen? And like translates for her. But she's like super strong. So there's like the second episode when she burns her house down because of the Invisible Man. And then they show her like rebuilding it. And she's just zooming around in the background, just carrying like pallets of cement over her head.
Yeah. But yeah, then that house is another thing. Always under construction because it's getting blown up, burnt down, and whatnot.
But then in the second episode, the third episode, when they, you know, face the sea monsters, you know, they conveniently like, get her out of the way by like making it. It's like, oh, you have to rescue her before she gets in the water or else she's going to sink and we can't get her out because she's an android that weighs 10,000 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's like, she can't walk out? Like, she's stuck, like, underwater? Like, how can she walk on the ground if she can't walk under? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would expect it to be like the Terminator where she just, like, walked on the bottom of the lake until she got to the shore.
Maybe like, the water powers are down.
I don't know. It kind of seemed like it because like the end of that episode showed her like not just like being charged, but she was sleeping. So she had that same snore bubble that Mako from Kill la Kill has, that snot bubble that comes out of the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just – I don't know, man. Like,
it's just hot mess. It is,
dude. And there's just – there was a lot of stuff in there where I'm just like, oh, yeah, I got to remember to talk about this because that's just stupid. And then it's just like – it got to the point where there were just so many that I couldn't remember any of them.
Good times.
I don't know. The anime style, like, it's super simplistic. Like, it looks like the first seasons of Pokemon.
That is true.
Where there's no like defining like real like I mean, like, the characters have like noses and faces, but it's just like a triangle nose and like there's no like there's no textures and definition to the characters other than like them just having the body shapes. I should ask you, Sean. Like, yeah, I think that in the future, like maybe like if it's something like this, you should be like, I watch this, but you shouldn't. Because usually, like, if you send me a show to watch, I'll try to at least watch the first couple episodes.
Fair enough.
Unless you want me to suffer with you like this, which seems like appropriate this podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to make your own choices.
Exactly. Speaking of, I sent you a trailer for a movie, which it's like, at this point, like, it's kind of hard for me to get excited about movie trailers because I don't know if I'm ever going to see a movie in a theater again.
Right.
But like, this trailer came out a while ago and I watched it and I meant to send it to you and I kind of forgot. And I was like, but we already had a full show and I'm like, oh, I'll do it for the next episode. And that was like two episodes ago. But it's this movie called Monsters of Men, and apparently, like, the U.S. government, or at least one of their branches of the U.S. government, made these top secret, like, murder robots to go instead of being, like, special forces.
Mm-hmm.
And from the trailer, it looks like they send them into a town to take out some, like, terrorists. But unbeknownst to the people in the government, there's, like, other people there, and they're like, oh, they saw us. And it's like, of course, you know, the typical movie thing is like, kill them all. And then it's like, wait, we found out one of the guys is a like MIA SEAL. And it's like, oh, this would be a good field test. And so, I don't know, man. This movie, like, it had a weird mixture of almost like if Rambo was a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, there's a scene where, like, the dude's, like, hiding behind a tree, like, looking one way, and the robot comes up the other side, like, almost, like, jump scare style, and, like, grabs him and looks like he's going to, like, break his neck.
Yeah.
You know, and, of course, you know, they find out that the people that are there, they're, you know, the part of the Doctors Without Borders group. And so then all of a sudden, like, they start, like, the people controlling the robot start feeling guilty or whatever. And this, I don't know, man. Like, this movie looks, like, cheesy in a good way. I'm not going to say it's going to win any awards or be a masterpiece, but it just, it looks like quality bad movie where you don't regret like watching it. And I know it didn't catch your eye, but you're also not a fan of horror movies or just, you know, fun in general.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Wow. I don't even know what to say about that.
Cause there's nothing to defend. You know, it's the truth.
I'll just go through and go kill some more evil samurai people. Yes. I don't need you.
Punch them like punching kids.
Yeah, I only got 2 days to, you know, try to beat this game before I get back to Destiny.
Exactly. Which is funny because, like, I was thinking, it's like, man, you just spent 15 hours playing Destiny. It's like, if you're burnt out, that sucks because you've got, like, a whole week of Destiny playing up ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'll be back. I'll be ready to go in 2 days.
That's what she said.
True. And it's mostly new content. Mostly.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because, like, I want to see how many of my, like, open quests I have just disappear.
Right. Yeah, I'm excited to see how it goes. I've got plenty of grinding and a new raid a week from Saturday, so. Hopefully I'll have some people that could do it.
I don't know, man. I think after what happened yesterday, I think everyone's like shell shocked when they hear, "Hey guys, want to raid with me?"
Sure they will. They know I got the grit.
They know they got the stick-to-itiveness.
Exactly. You won't rage quit. Exactly.
So Johnny Depp, man, like he was like accused of abusing Amber Heard, right?
Yep.
And then they came out and they found all these audio clips that she was actually the abuser.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he had already lost, like, a couple movie roles, like, they kicked him out of, like, the Pirates movie.
Yep.
And a couple other roles. And, you know, like, they kept him in Fantastic Beasts. And at that time, people were like, no, man, you gotta fire him, dude. That's fucked up. Like, he's an Amber Heard abuser. And they're like, no, dude, like, you haven't heard all the evidence. Like, we're going to keep him in. So, you know, it came out that, she, you know, they got audio recordings of her, like, talking about it and admitting to it, basically. And then, like, actual, like, footage of court of her listening to the testimony of herself, like, her, like, her own, like, recordings.
Yeah.
Of her, like, talking about abusing him. And she's sitting there eating and laughing like she's, like, having a girl's night out.
Mm-hmm.
So he filed a defamation of lawsuit character against her.
Yeah.
And he lost it. And I guess because he lost the defamation of character lawsuit, they take that as like a bad sign against him or something. So he has actually been asked to resign from his role in Fantastic Beasts.
Wow.
So it's kind of weird. Like they stuck by him through all this time and now they're like, yeah, never mind. You're good. You can go now. We'll find someone else to take your role.
We can't afford you.
Well, it's like, you don't want to deal with the shit, I guess. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
We already got enough bullshit with J.K. Rowling or Rowling and her, yeah. You know, like, right. making people gay after the fact, but not, like, letting them, like, make out dudes in the movies.
Right.
But yeah, like, this dude's gay, this dude's this, that. It's like, how do you know? And it's like, because I told you. Yeah, but it doesn't show in the movies, and it's like, and it never will.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's very tough. I mean, if, like, really he's innocent, it's just very disappointing that there's not stricter rules for, you know, false incrimination. Because it is right. it's very, you know, career ruining for anybody.
Yeah, he lost the movie role, but multiple movie roles, but she's still in Aquaman 2. And people are like, well, boycott it. And this guy's like, I love DC. I love DC comics, but yeah, I have no problem boycotting their movies. They suck.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I ended up, it was kind of a, like, I guess, bittersweet that that news broke yesterday that he was, like, resigned, because I ended up watching this animated movie called Sherlock Gnomes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sequel to the beloved Romeo and Juliet movie.
Gotcha.
Which, like, there's some good parts in the movie, and I think they spent, I think it's a thing, this is a movie, both of them, where they're like, the cast will carry the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's produced, let's see, I'm trying to see what studio did it. Oh, Paramount Pictures did it. So, I mean, it's not quite as bad as, like, some of the bad, like, DreamWorks movies, but it's nowhere near as good as, like, it's not like Cars 2 bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that great. There are some good scenes and some dialogue and stuff, but like the voice cast, Johnny Depp, Emily Blunt, James McAvoy, Maggie Smith, who was in Harry Potter, she played Miss McGonagall, Ozzy Osbourne, Matt Lucas, Steve Merchant. If you follow British comedies, you know who they are. Stephen Wright, Shia Wattel, Ejiofor, who was like, he was like in Doctor Strange. Amistad was like his first movie. I think he was, I can't see it, but I thought he was in I don't see it. It's not him. Never mind. I thought he was a dude in like Firefly, Serenity, but like Johnny Depp. Basically, this movie is a thing of like, you have to appreciate your partner. You can't take advantage of them or they're gonna leave you.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a scene in the beginning of the movie where like Sherlock Gnomes just like totally like treats Watson like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately my wife and I looked at each other and it's like, oh, so Watson's the bad guy, huh? And I mean, no one's gonna watch it. Like, so I'm gonna spoil the shit out of this movie. And so like, it goes through and you're like, it comes out, it's like, oh, Watson is the bad guy. And then something happens and it's like, no, the actual bad guy is like Moriarty, but they made it, the people that were working with Watson, he told them to make it seem like Watson was leading them when he really was. So Watson, although he wasn't the bad guy, he helped Moriarty like build his plan. I mean, it's a cute kids movie. There's, like I said, there's like some funny lines in there, like the beginning when they're like talking, like they're gonna start with the story and they're like suggesting all these gnome puns. Like Game of Gnomes is one of them they suggested. Which can't be any worse than the 8th season of the series from what I've heard.
Right.
So glad. I'm so glad I never started to watch that show. Maybe I will just for the boobs. But then again, sure. There's the internet. I really want to just look at boobs.
That is true.
The entirety of the internet.
A lot of internet.
Yes, and boobs on the internet. But if I want boobs, if I want to watch boobs that the boob development leads nowhere, then I guess I can watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I still haven't watched the last season. Still too scared.
Right.
Don't want to ruin a good thing.
You can just pretend like it's like an Image comic where like they said, you know, it's continuing and it's like, dude, you said that like 2 years ago. It's not going to happen, dude. Stop trying to make it happen. Like, I have a couple more series that are like end of book one, and it's like, okay, so book two is not going to happen?
Right.
And there's another one that's like Gail Simone is the head writer, and it's like, two will be continued. And it's like, no, it won't. Sorry. That's why I like Mark Millar. That's the best thing about him is like, when he writes a limited series or like a book, you know, it's only going to be like 6 to 12 issues. And the, you know, I don't know.
That's fair. He does that's make fine. It a lot easier.
Yes. Except like, unless you're like a dick, like Image, and you're like 29 issues out of 31. And you're like, you know what? We're just not going to print the last two.
Right.
And it's like, fuck you guys. Like, the 29th issue, not only did it lead off on, like, a cliffhanger, you only had two left. Like, give them at least one more. Like, let them write, like, one, like, oversized book. So it's like, instead of, like, two books, they get, like, 1.5 books. Just let them wrap up the story. Fuck. So, that's so bitter about that. Sean.
I know you are, bud. It happens. It'll be all right.
I'm super salty. Like hypertension salty.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Nobody does, Sean. Nobody does.
Nobody knows.
The trouble I've seen.
You know what people do know?
What's that?
Oh, you can go.
I was just going to say, like, so my wife has our, like, calendar synced up to the computer, so it, like, pops up on the computer, like, birthdays or anniversaries, and I always forget that, like, you're exactly 10 years younger than me. Well, not exactly, but same year, 10 years younger than me.
Yep.
Like, 9.5 years.
Yep, that's why I ask you how old you are if I forget what my birthday, how old I am.
But then, like, we both have to do math anyways when you ask me how old I am, because I'm like, well, I was born in 76. What year is it now? And it's like, fuck, if I was gonna wanted to do math, I would have just done the math myself.
That's why I ask you, so you do the math. And then I just know how 10's easy to subtract.
Right, which is why we should go to use the metric system, because everything's just by amounts of 10, not by made up imaginary numbers.
Exactly. But everybody knows that you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts. You can follow us. I've been doing a lot better job of adding streaming, so you could follow me at Hoppyhead Pro on Twitch if you want to watch some terrible gameplay.
On, you'll know when Sean goes on, like I've been doing. I got no notification this morning when he was streaming Ghost of Tsushima.
Hey-ya! I'm trying to save my people, Uncle.
Too far, man.
Too far?
Too far. Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. yes, but make sure you follow us on Instagram as well, and on Untapped, and Facebook, and not really Twitter. It's there, but, you know. Sometimes things get there.
Not necessarily, but yeah, it's there occasionally. It happens, I guess. Almost accidentally.
Exactly. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Later.